Well, hello again, guys. I know you guys probably don't believe I'm drinking Peroni, but I am. Take a listen. Oh, God, that's good, you know. Anyway, here's a femon called Lightning. That was when she was in the Gladiators. I didn't really watch the program, but lots of people did. But that's a long time ago. And she's at least 50 years of age by now. But because of being in this program, she got into bodybuilding. You ever notice how a lot of people get into bodybuilding and it becomes an obsession? Anyway, this is what she looks like now. And that doesn't look very good to me at all. Of course, that's just me. But this is taking bodybuilding too far. Oh, I can fully understand keeping fit, of course. But it becomes like a drug to them, doesn't it? Then she's found a man to share her life with, and guess what? He's a bodybuilder too. Well, he'd have to be, wouldn't he? Now you can imagine these people, their diet is specific. And I know a few bodybuilders that have to eat at certain times and certain amounts. And they're probably always in the gym, or if they have a gym at home, they'll be in the gym there. And you can imagine all they talk about is probably bodybuilding. It consumes their whole life. And does this femon on the right look very healthy to you? She doesn't to me. And the guy next to her obviously has to flex, of course. And they're so scared of not exercising every day because it'll turn to fat. And it does quite quickly. And I bet you a lot of them are substituting some of their protein for something else as well. Now there's a friend of the family that a femon married a bodybuilder. And he's probably one of the most boring guys to talk to. Because all he talks about is bodybuilding. And now his knees are completely shot from lifting so many heavy weights all his life. He can hardly walk or even put his arms above his head because his shoulders are shot as well. There may be a few guys out there who do go to the gym quite a lot out there, especially the younger guys. And like I say, keeping fit's nothing wrong with that. But when it consumes your whole life, I mean, it's not just a hobby, is it? This friend of the family, when the guy first was introduced, the first thing he said to me, "How much can you bench press?" That kind of says it all, doesn't it? Anyway, let me know what you think, guys, about bodybuilding. Or maybe just keeping fit. Anyway, I'm doing some wrist curls right now. This bottle's kind of heavy after a while. Take it easy, fellas.